stewardship and oversight that provides all guarantees necessary. Thank you, sir. I would like to indicate that we have automated our court procedures. Those who benefit the most are women. Women that might be in a remote village or in the cities as well. Women now have the possibility of accessing the judicial system and to thus be represented before the courts. This has allowed women to have access to justice. This automated system, I should add, allows women to increasingly have access to the judicial system. Madam, you also asked a question regarding the creation of the NHRI. This specifically under the Paris Principles. Currently, we are looking at this nationwide. We believe that the objective of creating such a body, the goal, or rather, my institution, I should say, is independent in its activities, and we work in step with the principles of the human rights bodies. We refer to this commonly as the Paris Principles. In 2016, there was a decision from the Council of Ministers. They abandoned the body. However, the direct link, we are not directly linked to the executive power in our country. Our reports are submitted directly to His Highness the King. According to Article 15 of our statutes, we do set forth a president, vice president, and 24 members, extremely well trained in the area of human rights. These are members that are trained in human rights, and they hail from numerous areas of society. We receive complaints through a hotline. We provide support to the government and advice in all matters of human rights. We prepare an annual report on the human rights situation in our country. This body also closely follows the activities of the government bodies in order to implement human rights principles and thus address human rights abuses. We are able to express our opinions on draft laws or laws already in place. However, we do know that it might be necessary still to have an organization that represents civil society. The idea is present in our work. However, our experience in our institution has shown that this body that we have is sufficient, and we do hope that soon there will be updates. You also asked a question on free speech and rulings handed down in this regard. Allow me to give the floor at this time to the assistant to the president addressing human rights.